tuned. We'll be back for more LEGO Flipping Knowledge Bombs.
Hey LEGO fans, Jeremy here from Brick Finds and Flips. Did you know that there are lighting kits that are 100% compatible with your LEGO sets? You can buy LED lighting kits from lightingailing.com to light up your existing LEGO sets. Light up popular creator sets like the LEGO Home Alone or the Gingerbread House. They even have kits for some of the Star Wars sets. The design team over at lightingailing.com has been kind enough to offer a special deal for listeners here. You get a 15% off discount on your next order. Head over to brickflips.com/lights, grab a light kit for your favorite LEGO set, and enter in the discount code BRICKFLIPS15. Again, to get your 15% off discount, head over to brickflips.com/lights, add a lighting kit to your cart, and then enter the discount code of BRICKFLIPS15. Now back to the show.
Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips. Here to give you some more tips on LEGO investing and some LEGO news. In today's video, we're going to go over all the new sets that are coming out for April of 2023. It's an exciting month for LEGO releases. As you know, we got some of the Indiana Jones sets that are coming out.
Wow, holy smoke!
So without further ado, let's get right into all the different sets that are available. If you guys don't know, I have a website called brickflips.com that has all the sets on here, so you can take a look at it as well if you're following along. This month has been an exciting month for LEGO releases. So let's get right into the first sets. Yeah, there's about 14 different sets that are available this particular month. There's also quite a number of promos that are available as well. If you want to take a look, we do have a promo calendar that you can download. This is available in our website at brickflips.com/promo. You can always grab that right there. The first set really is LEGO Land Rover Classic Defender 90. Now, LEGO did release a Land Rover before, except it was a much bigger model. But, you know, as you can see, this one's got a lot of different features in it. I love how they have the tools and everything on the top of the actual vehicle itself. And as you can see, you can build it with or without those things. You can add those on there. So it does give you a little bit more kind of, you know, changes that you want to do that if you want to have some variations with it. So, I mean, this is a pretty good price. Now, this is actually available right now. So you have to be a VIP member to get this. So otherwise, I think it's the 4th that if you're not a VIP, but, you know, why not sign up for it to be a VIP? It's free. So you can really get that and just, you know, if it's something that you're really interested in. So now we're going down to the Brickheads. I love the Brickheads. I don't know about you. The Brickheads are pretty cool. They're pretty easy to build, and they're really good for displaying and if you like your characters. So this month we get quite a number of the Minecraft Brickheads this month. So most of them are just under 100 pieces to build. So they're not too difficult to build if you're just, you know, if you have this for your son or your daughter, whoever likes Minecraft, and they are looking, or if you like Minecraft yourself, these are pretty easy to build. So the Alex is available, the llama, and then the zombie are available. I do like the detail they have on the llama itself. There's got some nice colors on here. And that the Alex is also pretty cool too, you know. And I know there's other Brickheads that are available for the Minecraft if you've already started collecting those particular ones. All right, let's move on to the LEGO Disney sets that are coming out this month. Disney is celebrating 100 years, but LEGO is producing the 100 year anniversary sets for Disney. So this is a great year if you're a LEGO investor or a collector or a Disney fan to grab some of these sets right here. So the first set that we're going to look at is set number 10998. It's the LEGO Duplo 3-in-1 Magical Castle. Now, you know, with Duplo, these are for a younger audience. They're, you know, 3+, so they make these really big pieces, you know, if you're not familiar with the Duplo. But they are still a great, I think, addition if you're a LEGO investor, because they kind of fly under the radar. Now, it is a VIP early access set, so you have to be a VIP member, which is free, so why not sign up for it? So if you want to access it. So the next set that we have is the Lego set 43212. It is the Disney Celebration Train. It's priced at about $40. It has about 200 pieces with six minifigures. So it checks in at about 20 cents per piece. So it is a little bit high for just for the piece count and, you know, price per piece. But it is a, this, like I said, this is, you know, this year is kind of one of the things with Disney. Now, if you haven't been to Disney World or Disneyland, you know, they have a train that comes through the kind of the parade. So I think that's kind of where they were going with this particular theme. So it does have some pretty good figures in here. It does have is Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Moana, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and Woody. So it's got a little bit of everything from some of the different movies that are out there. So this one's is pretty good. If you're trying to collect all the different minifigures for it, it's definitely one that you want to get, because I know they're coming out with all the princess ones and everything else this year with those. So collecting the minifigures, I think, from these will be pretty unique. I'd have to, what I would also do is take a look and see if these are in any other particular sets, so that you can see if they're unique, because that's one of the things when you're investing in Legos, you want to make sure, see if the minifigures have been like introduced in other sets. It could possibly be in some other sets, so that's something to look at when you're trying to look for an investment. The next Disney set is the Lego Disney Up House, which is 43217. This one checks in at $59.99, and it's got 598 pieces, three minifigures, and it's got a price point of 10 cents per piece, which is very, very good. This one, I think, out of the whole bunch, honestly, I'm liking this a little bit more. It is very unique, I think, with the balloons that it has in here. The movie itself was very good. I enjoyed this movie, but I know that this is going to be very unique. You know, you're going to find Minnie and Mickey in a lot of different sets, but these characters in here are not going to be in any other sets. So I think for the unique factor alone of these particular minifigures, I think that's something that I would really look at. The price is really good. It's already got a shipping of 2 months out from right now. It's on back order. So I think this is going to be a really good set to target for investment. And this is one of my picks that I would go for if I had to pick out of these three. So now we're going to move on to Lego Marvel. And who doesn't love Marvel? They always come out with themes. It's very popular, like Star Wars. I mean, everybody loves the Marvel movies. But there's four sets this month. So the first set is Star-Lord's helmet. So Marvel's trying to come up, they've produce a bunch of them. I know they had you know, a number of different sets, like some Spider-Man ones that have the face. I know there's a Black Panther kind of one as well, like a little bit bigger. So they're really trying to bank on that particular one, like with Star Wars. Star Wars had, I think, a little bit more popularity with these particular ones, but I still think that you know, there's going to be some need for, you know, people that just want to get every single set for this. They're going to want to get all the different ones that they can possibly get, and this one's not too bad. You know, these prices, they're trying to keep it around $80 for all these type of helmets, so I think that's fair. You know, it's set number 76251. It's got 602 pieces. I think it's a pretty good piece count, is so that's about 13 cents, which is pretty much on par for a lot of these different sets. The next set is set number 76253. It's the Marvel Superheroes Guardians of Galaxy Headquarters, and this one is valued at $9.99, and it's got a piece count of 67 with two minifigures in it. It's a small set, so this one's, you know, not a huge set. That, you know, these things, when you get the smaller sets, the price per piece goes up a lot. So you're really getting it for the minifigure. Really one of the things that you want to position yourself if you're going to be collecting this, whether you are breaking this up and selling it off in pieces or just playing with it, of course, if you're collecting it. But just keep aware of like how unique these minifigures are, and that's one thing to keep in mind. So the next set is 76254. It's the Heroes Baby Rocket Ship, and this one also has two figures. It's a little bit bigger than the other set. It's so the price per piece is about 11 cents for this. I think this is based off of the new movie that's coming out, so I haven't seen it yet. I don't even think it's out yet, but you know, I know this is probably, you know, the ships from there, because I don't recognize these from the previous ones. So this is probably, a you know, one of the new ships that's in the new movie that's coming out. in there. Let me know in the comments. I mean, I don't know everything about all the movies all the time. I try to keep up with these things, but sometimes I don't know the details of it. But I think this is for the new movie, so that's probably why you haven't seen this shit before. But either way, if you want to get Rocket and Baby Rocket, this is a good set to grab for that. That is the last set for the Marvels, is 76255. This one is the Superheroes New Guardian ship. So they have a new ship in the new movie, I take it. this one is priced at $100, and it has 1108 pieces, 5 minifigures, and it checks in at 9 cents for the price per piece on this particular set. So the minifigures that it does include from the movie is Mantis, Drax, Star-Lord, Nebula, and Adam Warlock. And, you know, I mean, I like it. With the movie coming out, I like how they have just the different, you know, display in here where you can really display this thing. But it looks like it's one that you can also play with, too. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, when I was a kid, I'd want to play with some of these things and, you know, kind of move around like the ships. So this doesn't look like it's going to fall apart as easily, you know, with that, but the way that they built this particular one. So it still could be have some really good playability for this. So it's one of those sets, like, you can play with it. But as far as a value for this, I think this is a pretty decent value. This is not an exclusive set, so you probably would find this on others, retailers as well. But anything with LEGO Investing, you know, you don't want to grab something right away. You always want to wait towards when it's going to retire. But I like this alone just for the color features of it and the display factor of it. But let me know in the comments what you guys think about this particular set. I'd love to hear what you have, your thoughts are on it. All right, so now we're going to move on to LEGO Indiana Jones. And I am so excited to talk about these particular sets. I don't know about you. I've been waiting for these for such a long time. We're going to go over each one just because I can't not talk about each one and look at them. I mean, they're just really cool. So this is obviously set number 77012. It's the Fighter Plane Chase. It's got 3 minifigures in it, and I love the whip that you get with any of the LEGO with Indiana Jones. Just alone for the little whip that you get in there, I just love those particular things. But you also get the as far as the other minifigures that you get in there, you're gonna get Henry Jones Sr. He's holding a diary in there, and then also a fighter pilot with it. We're gonna go into 77013, and this one is Escape from Lost Tomb. It is priced at $39.99, a piece count of 387 pieces, 44 minifigures. It's a really good value at 7 cents for the price per piece in here. So what's included in this one? I mean, this is one of those ones, again, from the scenes from one of the movies. And it's just, I don't know, like, if you've seen the movie and stuff, I mean, you know, like, there was a lot of snakes and bugs in this one. I think this is where they're walking through and they had the cockroaches and all the bugs that are all over them. So, and this one's got a little bit of action in it, too. The statue does fold, kind of drop down and everything, you know, kind of recreating some parts from that scene. Tell you what the exact minifigure names are in this particular one. So you get 4 of them. You get, of course, Indiana Jones with his hat and his whip. You get Marion, Ravenwood, Sala, and a mummy as well. So that's pretty cool. So the last set that we're going to talk about today is the Indiana Jones Temple of Golden Idol, which is set number 77015. This one has a price of about $150. It has 4 minifigures, and it's priced at 10 cents per piece, which is really, really good. Again, you know, this is just, you know, a beautiful set that's just really iconic. And if you've been to Disney, too, I know that they use this, like, on the stage, too. I think they kind of built the stage for when they do one of those shows at Disney World, Disneyland. I would not, if you really want to get the set, I would, you know, get it as soon as possible, you know, as far as, you know, when you want to get this. It's just, it's one of those things, like, you know, you can look at it and display it, and that's one of the things that I particularly love about some of the things when they build some of these is that they actually have it so it's a display piece as well. So you have the little plaque in here that it has a little bit more information. But all in all, I mean, this is a great month for LEGO. And, you know, there's so many different sets that have come out. As you can see, we got the whole list here of all the different sets that are collectible. So just getting started in any kind of LEGO collecting or investing, you know, I have some free resources that you guys can have. I mean, if you want a calculator on, you know, return on investment, or if you wanted some spreadsheets on retired sets that are out for this year, or if you just, you know, want to see what the promos are. Like, I do have a calendar that comes out every month that you can just have delivered to your email. This is what it looks like. And so just to go over some of the promos that are in, that are coming up in this month, there right now there's some valid ones that you can get. Best Friend's Notebook, you can get East Basket, there's a Spring Add-On Pack, and there's a Flower Pot. The House of Worlds 2 is going on right now. Now this one right here, I'm not really sure about the specifics on this, but I still have it on here as well. But either way, if you want to get that calendar sent to you, just go to brickflips.com/promo. Wow, so that was quite a bit of different sets in here. I hope that this really helped you out. Take a look at all of our sets right here. If you want to grab any of our free resources that we do have, just head over to our website at brickflips.com. And we'll see you guys in the next video.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.